78.0 EDG 01290720260409 audio. This text is not a continuation of 77.0. There is only one related comment. That comment suggests an alternative method for controlling the rocket, adding steering fins to the tail. Returning to the main text, the discussion here will once again focus on explosive bolts. A dedicated zone must be provided for this purpose. I am referring to the area connecting the modules to the cross structure. In this zone, it would be possible to access the bolts, securing the cross to the modules. Removing insulation might be necessary to reach the bolts. This zone could be located just beyond the module's main airlock, the one connecting it to the cross. The zone's thickness could be roughly equivalent to that of two astronaut spacesuits. The type of junction I envision involves a bolt containing an internal longitudinal void, potentially partially filled with a compressible material to enhance its structural strength. If separating the module from the cross becomes necessary, one could remove the compression insert from the void and place an explosive charge directly inside the bolt. This obviously implies, at the joint, having a gap around the perimeter of the rod between the materials that will be glued together. That is to say, the gap between the module and the cross. By incorporating this zone from the start, even if it is never actually used, we resolve part of the problem. This area does not represent wasted space for the SSV, rather, it serves as a safety feature should it become necessary to detach one or more modules from the cross. This scenario is plausible, and my stance remains unchanged. I believe explosive charges should be inserted only when needed, rather than being left permanently within the junction. I feel it is important to state this right away. And in due course, a sketch will likely follow to explain this idea simply once again. Also, note that the compression rod can be used to keep the bolt's explosive force focused on the right spot. That's all for this short paragraph. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabriel and Stéphane Michaud, who were abducted in September 2007. Today is July 29, 2026.